I'm Caleb.
I'm Haley.
And I'm having coffee.
Coffee with my ex. I am having coffee.
I am having coffee.
I am having coffee.
It's Haley does this thing where if we record past 3 p.m., she has a busy instead of coffee.
I don't know what to say other than cheers.
I mean, I don't think there's been a single time that we've recorded in the afternoon that you haven't had a busy.
It's just the vibe. I need something to drink. What?
I didn't stir it and it was all stevia. I drank a whole packet of stevia. And it was in the crystal form, so it wasn't even like liquid.
So what's up?
Well, Haley.
Well.
Actually, Haley and I just found out that today is the last episode.
Oh yeah, we literally did find out. We were like, okay, we're gonna be gone this week and then this week and then this week, and we realized there's like maybe 3 days that we were able to record, and then we realized in those 3 days we had all kinds of stuff already planned. Mm-hmm. And so this is officially our last episode of the season.
Wow. A whole season. How many episodes is that?
34. Yeah.
What is technically a season?
Well, I think it just depends on like the podcast. I think it goes by years or like 50, usually like 50, but we started it a little bit late. And also there's been like, we've been in and out, but also this isn't our main job.
50 episodes a season?
A year, because there's 52 weeks in a year. And
that is too many podcasts.
It is. I think that this is a good place to stop our first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, 35 episodes.
I know. Well, you've been wanting to do a podcast for a long time.
Yes.
And I was more reluctant because I was like, no one watches our vlogs. Why would anyone care about the podcast?
More people watch the podcast.
They do.
And listen to the podcast.
But I feel like it truly has been the only opportunity we've had to create a kind of a closer relationship with people. And that's what I love about podcasts is they really do generate an audience that cares more and knows more about you than just like vlog clips.
Yeah.
So even if it's not like a big reach, the people who care really care.
Yeah, and that feels good to know.
Mm-hmm. It's more genuine.
It is genuine. It's good to know that like after all this time of them getting to know us more, they still stick around.
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them. Obviously we get a lot of comments like stop talking about this, I'm talking about this, and mm-hmm. I feel like the whole point of us like doing this podcast is because a lot of the times we feel like dancing monkeys. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people, whenever we open our mouths, they're kind of like, shut up, you can't have any thoughts. And I think that this podcast was a way for us, it might be kind of like in a selfish way, to kind of like express ourselves, because I feel like we never really get to do that on like a human to human level. Like we love like cartoons half the time. And so this was like, I feel like the first time, this year is like the first time people have really gotten to know us. Like they can watch the vlogs or whatever. Those are still like very much so highlights. Mm-hmm. And still, I would say, not a character, but like everything. It's just more manufactured.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like this podcast truly is our most authentic selves in the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. And so it felt nice this year to have people get to know us and either stick around or not, but I feel like most people have stuck around and that feels good.
Yeah. I guess with the vlogs and everything else, it's less of us like having a brain, mm-hmm. and more of us still playing those characters.
Yeah, so, and like telling a story or like, I don't know, just trying to be, it's still trying to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're not trying to be entertaining this podcast, but it's just, I feel like more up to us, like what we want to share. Mm-hmm. And we can have those like deeper discussions and really like talk at length about whatever we want to.
Yeah, I feel like too, the conversation that we have, even though we're so chaotic and quirky and unhinged, I think is a word.
Unhinged is the right word. Yes.
I think that what we're talking about kind of also is more mature or like older mm-hmm. topics. It's like we're not, it's like weird. I feel like the podcast has made me realize that we've kind of evolved past our initial like age group that we were in, like we're growing up and we're just,
it's so weird because like when you watch the vlogs and we're like, this is my makeup, this is my this, this is my that, which is
especially
great,
especially in the beginning, drawing penises on my neck and bras.
I would do that
and
again.
Now you're like, climate change.
it is weird like watching like us like grow up and still be like our same like super, what is the word, stupid, but like we're just like
quirky,
silly, and like it's, I'm happy that we can still have those times and still have like the times like where we can talk about important things. Yeah. And we're not one-dimensional people, and I think that that's probably something new for a lot of people to know.
I think that's why That's the hard part, because being one-dimensional, I feel like, helps you grow
establish
faster.
A brand, yeah. And like this and that. Yeah,
because people
for sure.
Latch onto that, and the minute you do something else, they're like, eh, why am I following that? Or like, yeah. So it's harder.
It's always a risk.
Yeah.
But I think that it makes me happy to know that we have, you know, different facets of who we are, whether or not it helps the business or not. I don't think we started this podcast for the money.
Right. What money? Have we? No, we haven't gotten anything from this yet.
I don't even know.
Maybe we'll. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll soon.
Maybe season two.
Okay.
Maybe season two. You guys will finally start hearing ads.
I think it's also good that we have different things, because I want it to also be clear that like this, everything we do isn't for everybody, and that's what I try to, especially like, I always bring it back to my family, but it's like. If you have an audience that wants more like family friendly, just fun content, and that's it, watch the dance videos. Mm-hmm. We make that. If you want to hear like more raw thoughts and more adult conversations, maybe listen to the podcast. Or if you just want to like chill and not do anything and laugh, watch a vlog.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes I think that if people think that since they love one thing, then they have to love everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sets people up for disappointment, because we don't make everything for everyone.
No. Sometimes we make things just for ourselves.
Yeah. What happened? Juice has been not feeling well. He got up at like 4 a.m. last night and ran to the door.
Like a person. Like, he got up at 4.
Yeah, he got up at 4, went to the door, ran outside, and went to the bathroom, and there was like mucus in his stool. Which he has a lot of pancreas problems. And then he ran right back inside, jumped and sat next to camera, like sat straight up.
Aww, I'm just like feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then he 2 minutes later ran right back outside and did it again.
Aww.
And me, like I'm like sitting there and I sleep naked. So like I'm like literally hobbling out the living room, hoping Allison's not gonna come out, sitting on the porch, butt ass naked.
Oh, no.
Just like trying to get Juice to poop.
Oh no. God, can you imagine the horror?
Just me sitting on the porch naked at 4 in the morning.
What a sight. What a sight to be seen. Catch that on the Ring camera.
I tried to look for it and it was unplugged. Oh, I was like, that would have been so funny.
Though, honestly, it's for the best.
I do want to get something off my chest.
What did I do?
Okay, so there was a time period where you had been taking like a lot of my clothes, right? And you like would wear like my stuff like when you'd come over, and then you would leave with it. And then there was this time period where like I would ask for things back, and like you like really liked my clothes, so you didn't want to give them back. And I forgot that I did something really petty a long time ago.
You took my denim jacket, didn't you?
So I found this under my bed.
Oh my God! I have been looking for this jacket for fucking months, Caleb. I've been asking about it.
I saw it under the bed tonight. I said, oh my God.
Oh my God. That is an expensive jacket, and you're getting mad over some literally $10 sweats?
You didn't bring back one of my Reebok hoodies, and I saw your jacket, and I said,
I
well,
did
I'll
bring
teach
it back.
I know you
the
did.
The next day, I even washed it for you.
But I forgot that I did. I tucked it away.
Give me this.
So I wanted to give that back to
give
you.
Give me that. I have been dying about this.
I found this.
Give that to me. Give that to me. You little
I just
sneaky little raccoon.
I just wanted to apologize.
I don't accept your apology. I have never done that. The only thing that I have of yours are the YouTube sweats, and they're mine now.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Everything else I brought back, the dance on sweats, the Reebok hoodie.
You don't get to choose what's yours.
I've had the YouTube sweats for 2 years.
Because you haven't given them back. That doesn't make them more yours. It makes them more stolen.
They're just mine now.
That's not how it works.
Caleb, I'll never forget. There was this time, and I love telling the story because I just think it just perfectly encapsulates who you are. And it was in high school. And you guys, you were in soccer your freshman year. Mm-hmm. Somehow Amanda Lehman got your soccer sweats and then And then Alyssa got the soccer sweats, and Alyssa was my best friend at the time. And so somehow I got those soccer sweats, and I had them forever. I was the last one to have them. And I was wearing them to our show choir practice, and you didn't know that I had them. I think Amanda literally probably stole them from you. And one of the right side or left side zipper was like broken. And you came up to me at practice because like we were just hanging out, and you're like, oh my God, I have the sweats. And I was like, oh yeah, I knew they were yours. And I was like, oh yeah. And you were like, oh my God, that's so weird. My pocket is broken too. I was like, that's weird. And I walked away.
That's weird. That's suspicious.
I just genuinely believe that everyone's a good person and no one would do that. So it must be a coincidence.
I love those soccer sweats because they were like Adidas track pants. Mm-hmm. They're expensive.
God forbid that I just would never assume that my friends would steal something.
It wasn't me. It was handed to me, handed down four times.
You knew it was stolen goods.
Yeah, I did.
And you looked me in my face and said, weird.
Yeah, Alyssa was there too and we're just laughing at you.
That's evil. That's
evil.
Oh my
God, that is so funny. Anyways, YouTube sweats are mine.
I want the jacket back.
What jacket?
I want that jacket back.
No, this jacket is my jacket.
Okay, well, it's not all I found. I
cannot believe. It's not all you found?
I don't know. I don't know if it's all I found.
So you don't have good intentions.
Oh, I had the best of intentions.
No, how many things have you been keeping from me? Because all I have of yours is the YouTube sweats, and you've known. At least I'm honest.
Okay.
So then what else do you have? Don't put your hands on your hips. Don't put your hands on your hips.
You've been asking about that jacket for so long. Have you seen this jacket?
I've texted Sarah. I keep texting everyone like, hey, have you seen my jacket? I love that jacket.
Yeah, I know you do.
The jacket more than you've ever loved those YouTube sweats.
I don't know.
You literally had the YouTube sweats for a week before I took them.
They were...
So how do you know? How do you know?
So if the next time you get something, if I steal it within 7 days, you haven't formed enough of an attachment to it to know.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand.
Right. Exactly. Okay. My attachment is deeper. What are we talking about?
You're just invalidating my feelings to justify your actions.
Oh my goodness.
So Christmas is coming up.
No, wait. Okay, can we get to the topic here?
What's the topic?
We're going to talk about...
Oh, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were supposed to go to Palm Springs back in March for Allison.
We were supposed to go to Paris in March.
That's next March, silly goose. 2 Marches from now. Remember? We're going to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not going to Paris. Anyway, so we were supposed to go to Palm Springs for... Allison and Caleb's birthday back in March. And the only time I've only been to Palm Springs one time before that, which was for my birthday in July the previous year, last year.
Mm.
And Caleb and Cameron have been so many times and they always like talk about it. So I was really excited to go for my birthday 3 times without me.
His mom and sister, our couples trip, and then Cassie's wedding.
And then you went before. There was another time you went. The first time you went.
Oh, I've been 4 times.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and they keep on talking about how they're going to bring all these other people to Palm Springs and like not including me. And I was like so tired of it. And I was getting fed up because the last straw was you talking about taking Luke to Palm Springs. That was the last straw.
He's never been.
Anyway, and so I have literally looked into getting a place on my own. When I tell you, I literally haven't gone. I'm not saying like you should go anywhere during like the quarantine or whatever, but I literally haven't gone anywhere. And I feel like everyone has like done like a staycation or like, you know, like a socially distanced like getaway. I just like hate being in LA for mm-hmm. as long as I have been. And so I was just getting a little stir crazy. And then a couple, like a week or so ago, Allison came into town and the schedule, Cameron always puts together like a Google Doc for our schedule
mm-hmm.
and like whenever Allison gets into town and the schedule was insane. So I kept on asking, like, hey, what's, because a lot of it was like tentative. And I was like, what's going on? Like, I need to know. Like,
we had like 12 shoots scheduled.
Yeah. And I was like, for how?
She was getting cranky.
I was getting cranky because no one was answering
me. She's like, no one's communicating. I can't plan. I have to go get my massage and I have to go to therapy.
I want a massage and I wanted to schedule my therapy.
And she's like, I don't understand. Like, be professional. I need to know. Like, what's happening? I'm not just your rag doll to throw around.
It's getting so pissed. I was like, Caleb, text Cameron, ask him, what's going on? This day isn't booked. Like, I was getting pissed. And so one day when I was here and we were working, they were talking about how they needed to have a meeting about the schedule. And I was like, can I come? I was being a bitch. And I was getting pissed. I was like, well, I will be there. No one asked me to be there. And then, so Cameron was sitting here. He's being fucking weird. And I was like, he's being weird. That's weird.
So he's like, do you want to pull up the schedule? And he's like, the schedule? I was like, yeah, the schedule.
I was like, what do you mean?
He's like, that one?
The schedule. So you don't know what's going on either. You made the schedule and you have no clue. Like, in my mind, this, I was like, oh, here we go. He doesn't have it fixed. No one knows what's going on. I'm just going to be told what to do. Like, and at a 5-minute notice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told us that Wednesday, which was the Wednesday before we went to Palm Springs, Wednesday, he was like, we have this, like 5 things to do. And I was like, oh my God, every day is going to be like this, isn't it? I was like, oh my God, that sounds like a lot. Why? And then he said, and Thursday, we're leaving for Palm Springs. And I fell to the floor.
Yeah, you did.
I fell to the floor.
And I recorded it. You have to watch my blog.
I was so excited. So anyway, so Allison gets in. Wednesday, we do all kinds of work. But I wasn't even mad about it because I knew the next day we were going to Palm Springs. And mm-hmm. I was so, so excited. And so we stayed in a house.
We got the prettiest. Oh my gosh. Again, watch the vlog. But like, we got a rental house. And Palm Springs is great for like hotels and whatnot. But if mm-hmm. you can stay at a house there that's like close to downtown and mm-hmm. everything that's going on, that is the best way to do Palm Springs. And we stay, the company's called Acme House. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, what, 3-bedroom?
Yeah.
3-bedroom, but like a gorgeous living room, beautiful open kitchen, a den.
Oh my God. I just love like mid-century mod houses. Like, I think they're so cool.
Which is what Palm Springs is.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, the vibe is just super like kind of 50s, but like updated. It's just like gorgeous. I love the architecture. I love the like, culture of it all.
It's so gay.
It's so gay and good.
Yeah, it is. I tell everyone this fact. I think it's the only city, one of the only cities with an all gay, what's it called?
Like city council?
Yeah. The people who run the place.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. The Palm Springs is so cool. There's so much good food. Everyone's in a good mood. Like,
it's slow pace.
Like, everyone's just chilling, vibing.
Brunch is everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I was just like.
The pool was heated.
It's so good. And also, it was really nice to go when it wasn't so damn hot.
Yeah, because
the only time
I've
ever been. Yeah, in July, it was literally like 125 degrees outside.
That's what I wish it was a little warmer because it was like it got to the 60s and 70s at night.
Yeah, but that's like normal for like desert, I feel.
But it's just, and I have a hard time, I feel like, relaxing on vacation because I'm just so wound tight.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when we got there, it was just like,
yeah, we were just chilling. It's just vibing. Not a care in the world. Oh. It was so nice, and like, we literally wake up every single day. We would go to brunch, drink all kinds of champagne, and then
eat great food. We did a little cookout one night.
Oh, yeah. We grilled.
We made gingerbread houses.
Oh, my. We did. We had little Christmas cookies.
We played games. Like,
we played so many games.
We played Among Us.
Oh, yeah. For the first time.
Yeah, there's this game called Among Us, and it's kind of like Werewolf, if you've ever played it, but you're all like on a ship doing little tasks, and there's one or two imposters that are like trying to kill everybody. And so everyone, basically the whole game, every round you're trying to figure out who the imposter is. So it's kind of like Mafia as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played, we like gave the fans the code, To get into the game was we like played with our fans that night and we got to like voice chat with them.
Yeah, it was really, it was really cute. It was a lot of fun. And I was really reluctant because I'm just like not a gaming type of person because I just don't understand. But I had a lot of fun and I'm glad that I did it.
Yeah.
I think it's a really fun game.
It's so nice to be able to just like play with fans in that way.
Yeah.
It's like a little meet and greet.
Yeah. It's so cute.
We played last night too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a little bit.
So cute. What else did we do? We just drank a lot.
We did. We should talk about the night.
What?
The night.
What happened?
Allison.
Oh, no. She's here.
Well, we went to brunch one day.
The last day.
And so it's like obviously the last hurrah. And we go to brunch and we get there and the guy is like, hey, you guys look like mimosa drinkers.
No, he said heavy mimosa drinkers.
And we said, how'd you know? And so he said, listen, if you're going to have mimosas, I'm going to put you upstairs.
With my husband.
That's his husband?
Yeah, that was his husband. He was like, no, I got you.
That is so cute. What? Yeah. So we went up there and I guess he said upstairs they can fill your drinks all the way.
Yeah.
And downstairs, they fill it halfway. And so we went up there, and then the mimosas started pouring. And it was one of those places where you never really know if you're where your glass was because they just keep filling it.
Right. That's so dangerous.
And then all of a sudden, I realized that Allison is like...
I mean, she said like probably every 5 minutes, she's like, guys, I'm so drunk. So like the warning signs were there.
Oh, I didn't know she's right here. She's right here. Do you have anything to say for yourself? So, so anyway, this sloshed bitch goes. She starts getting a little fuzzy and slurry, and she starts talking about memories, and we start talking about like my ex, and then it just like starts to get progressively like, okay, this is heading in a certain direction.
Yeah.
But we all go to the bathroom, and then we like go to leave, and so I assume that everything's like peachy.
Yeah.
Right? Because we just went back to the house after brunch. Yeah. Like, we didn't get crazy. I think that we had...
Caleb, what are you talking about?
I don't think we got crazy at brunch. I think that in my mind, I was like, I'm pretty buzzy, but I'm not like...
We went back and I did your makeup and we were like drinking the...
I haven't watched that
Trader
footage.
Joe's spiked cold brew.
We did.
And then spilled it everywhere.
I think I got to the point where I just thought that being drunk was like being normal.
Yeah.
And I think those lines just got crossed.
I think they're always crossed for me.
But what happened at brunch was that we experienced a Trump parade.
Oh, yeah. We did.
They were a honking and a hooting and a hollering. And
I'm just like, sir, do you know where you are?
Driving through the gayest part of Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't even know what they were being like. They were just causing a ruckus.
Yeah, just like, I don't get it.
But did we do that for Clinton? Did you run through the streets?
There's something about like a Trump flag that people go crazy over. It's it's like, I don't know. Anyway.
What would people for Clinton do? Like run through the streets in pantsuits?
I hate everything.
Anyways, this is not a political episode. So we went back to the house and... Yeah. I don't know. What I'm confused about is how brunch to us recording the makeup video to Allison and Cameron in the pool having a Smirnoff.
Yeah. So Allison and Cameron came out of nowhere with some Smirnoff ices.
But how did they get it?
I don't know. I don't know. We were doing the mimosa makeover and then they showed up with
Did they get that delivered?
I have literally no idea. They were gone for so long.
But apparently they didn't go anywhere.
Don't know. I don't know. And I don't know if they know.
All we know is they ended up being out at the pool, like hanging out, chilling. So we went out there, hanging out, chilling. We took pictures. And then we saw them. Is that when they had the Smirnoffs?
I have no idea. Because I remember at some point, also, we were in the pool.
I remember we got in the pool, we were taking photos, and all of a sudden, like, as we're all talking, hanging out, and the sun's going down, Allison disappears. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And that's when you were like, I'm going to go take a shower. And I was like, yeah, me too.
And no.
For no reason. I didn't, like, I wasn't planning on
on showering. I only did it because you did. And that still weirds me out.
He said you were in the shower. Like, why am I here? Why did you shut?
I was like, I have nothing else to do. Everyone's gone. Cameron and Allison disappeared.
But wait, that was before.
Was that the same day?
I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
No, because it ended with like Cameron and you talking and Allison gone.
Yeah, there's like literally 4 hours that in that time span. A lot happened.
So then we showered and got back in the pool?
We didn't get back in the pool. They went to the pool.
So we showered and then we came out and they were in the pool. Okay.
No, we showered. We showered. We came out and we started doing the mimosa makeover. They came back. They got in the pool.
Okay. That makes sense. So anyways, so we're all talking and obviously the more you drink, the more you start. And I want to preface this with saying, like, because maybe not everyone understands what we're talking about when we're drinking. And my mom is always like, you represent yourself like a drunken slur. So I want to be clear. When in my opinion, none of us are like, we're not like screaming. We're like just hanging out, having a good time. Yeah. We're not in the backyard causing a ruckus. And mind you, Palm Springs has such strong noise laws that like you can't, you're not allowed to play music outside.
Right.
Which we did quietly. But like you... But like you have to be really chill there. So like just to set the scene, this is not some wild party. Like in my mind, everyone is together and having a good time. Yeah. So which is why it's confusing to me when all of a sudden, like me, you, and Cameron are talking. I don't realize Allison's gone until I hear.
Oh my god! That is right. Stop! Stop! You just made someone throw up.
Well.
First of all, I went to bed first. I got up out of bed to do that.
I hear someone getting exercised inside the house and realize that it's Miss AD Floria. And I'm like, wait a minute. How did this happen? We've all been together. Like no one was pounding shots or anything like that. Like what happened?
Yeah, we never took shots.
We never took a shot. So we go investigate after she's done.
Yeah.
Reverse vacuuming and she somehow says
who says it like that?
She somehow says that she got her hands on Smirnoff Ice. Mind you, I forgot that we were 16.
Dead ass. Like I was drinking Smirnoff Ice at 14.
And so she looks, it's like, yeah, like I don't know what happened. Like I had like 3 Smirnoff Ice too. And I'm like, yeah. You're confused as to why you're throwing up? Because you drank 3 children's drinks? You drank 3 alcohol slushies?
Yeah.
No. Mm. That was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cameron's fault.
And why Cameron... And Cameron does the stupidest things.
He does the craziest things out of nowhere. With no reasonable explanation. Like, he's like, I just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Like, he's like, just in his mind, he's like, that one.
It's just out of left field every time.
It's always, yeah.
Like, at 10 a.m. one day, he could either have coffee or 4 Loko. Who knows?
He is a toss-up. He is a wild card.
Or some days he'll be like, why would I need anything to stimulate my brain? I'm enough.
Right. And then some days I'm up till 5 a.m. pounding shots.
It does. I swear to you.
Listening to Lord, you hiding in a closet.
That's the worst night of my life. That was the worst night of my life.
I saw the sun come up and he had crazy eyes.
So anyway, don't ever be alone with Cameron.
No,
don't ever.
No.
Because he does. He takes people down with him. Except somehow he doesn't go down. Right. Only he just drags everyone else down. Right. So he can stay afloat.
He's like kicking them down with his feet. Like, come here. Come have some fun. He's crazy. Anyway.
So anyway, Allison died. And then we were like, okay, well, we have like dinner in an hour.
We have dinner reservations at like a nice restaurant.
So like, I don't know if you can go.
I'm going to pee my pants. Like, obviously she shouldn't have gone.
But like, she's like, no, yeah, for sure. Like, I want to.
I remember the last thing I remember her doing was sitting at the fireplace screaming, I'm cold! I need water! She might as well have been in the fire.
She was layered up, and the more, she was literally sitting next to the fire.
Just inside of it.
Every time she got closer to the fire, she got colder. So she's like, claims that she's like good to go. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, for sure. Like, it's close, right? I'm like, yeah, it's like 3 minutes away. Can you make it? She's like, yeah, I just like want to experience it. I just feel bad, you know? I'm like, well, you should feel bad because you're a child and you drink Smirnoff Ice. And we get there. And I swear to you, we sit down.
We haven't ordered drinks, appetizers, or our food.
We sat down as four grown adults. And she looks at us and she goes,
I can't do it.
I can't do it. She goes, I think I gotta go.
She was like, I can't see.
And she's like, that's the first, I can't see in here. I'm so cold, mind you. She's sitting literally directly in front of the fire tower.
It is dark in there, though.
She was less than a foot from a stack of fire.
It was there, but it was like flickering, and like it was also fucking with my eyes. I couldn't see either.
I know, you're like, yeah, like I can't really see either. Like, I get that. That's for sure. You're not crazy.
She wasn't crazy.
And so we go, oh, like, okay, like you can go home. Like, no worries. You can order food. And we're like, just grab a lift. And she says, I left my phone.
Like, what?
And we said, why did you forget it?
And she was like, well, I didn't bring my phone. As if, like, that's like a normal thing people say.
I'm like, you're drunk leaving the place, and the first thing you do, like, did you forget it? Like, we're like, oh, you forgot it. She's like, no, like, I didn't bring it on purpose.
I just didn't bring
it. Like, I just didn't want it to weigh me down. Like,
my stomach hurts. That is so
we have to call.
I didn't want to break it or lose it.
Okay, so we had to fucking.
He's shushing you.
So we had to call Rebecca a Lyft. And we had Karen had to shove her into a van.
Literally, just pull her up and pack her away to a Lyft. She's crying.
And she texts us like literally 7 minutes later. She's like, I'm home.
She was there for, I swear to God, no longer than 4.5 minutes. Longer, like, literally, she was there shorter than, like, a Britney Spears song, and she left.
We ordered, and she got a meal. She got a full meal. Mm-hmm. And so we saved everything for her, and we came home right after. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she was in a cave. She was dead. She was gone. She was asleep.
Yeah.
And then so we also
I want to make it known that we were at the restaurant, and we were hammered.
I didn't realize
that. We were talking about some crazy shit, and we were loud.
Yeah, it was loud, and it was inappropriate. I think at that point in time, I can say that I think that I had crossed the line.
I was crossing the line.
And we did it in a public place.
We did.
And I remember we left. We were sat in the lobby to get our Uber home. Uh-huh. And the waiter came up to me and he's like, you didn't pay.
You're talking about me?
No, me.
You're lying.
I didn't pay. And I said, oh, sir.
No idea that happened.
No, because what happened was I think I gave him my card.
I think that you just forgot your card.
I think I gave him my card, but then I didn't sign for the tip or anything.
Yeah.
And so I felt so stupid. But we went back home, and then the minute we get there, because we're like, okay, it's what, 10 or 10:30?
It's literally not even. It's actually 9 o'clock.
On the last night. And so we sit down, and we're like, oh, this like sucks. You know, Allison is dead.
Cameron died.
And then Cameron is like, you know what, guys, you need your time.
He always reframes it
as if it's for us. No, I'm doing this for you.
It's for you. You guys need your friendship time. I'm just like, what do you think we do all day?
What else can we possibly talk about? What else can we possibly say to each other?
Caleb and I sat in the living room, like, by the fire for a solid hour talking about absolutely nothing, just, like, awkward silence.
I truly, it was in that moment I was like, I have nothing to say to you. I truly cannot think of a single thing that I want to say or that I would care that you would say. Like,
oh my God.
I just checked out. And then about the time where I checked out, fucking Jesus rolled the stone away from the tomb. Allison resurrects from her room. It literally was like, you see like these like hands like peel out and like push the door aside.
She was like,
and she just walks to the fridge and opens it up.
She slithers to the fridge.
And she just sits down at the table.
She didn't say a fucking word.
She didn't say a word. And she's just eating, and then she just goes, "This is giving me life."
No, but you looked at her and you said,
"Stay, stay a while."
Just like we were standing there side by side, me and Caleb standing there side by side.
At that
just
moment,
like, we watched her. We literally. Staring down into the hallway, we watched her get out of the room, watch the fridge start eating. No one said a word. We're just like two puppy dogs. Like,
we just at that moment had realized that we had nothing to offer each other. And like, she was like, "Stay a while, please talk to us."
And we're like begging her, like, hang out with us. And then she eats and she just goes to bed.
And so then I called it.
We were like, yeah, we're gonna go.
I said, yeah, it's time. It just is what it is. And it's because of three Smirnoff Ice.
That's the whole reason. That's the corporate of it all, Allison.
You look like the meme of the housewives and the cat.
It was you.
It's Cameron.
Cameron.
This all leads back to him.
It all leads back to him always. Wow. I'm sweating. Anyway, we had a great time at Palm Springs. Does that story like even make any sense?
I don't think so.
Vividly in my mind. Like in slow motion happening.
The only stories we tell make us look foolish.
They really do.
But it's our lives.
It is what it is.
It just is what it is.
Yeah, my organs, like I could feel my organs shutting down. Mm-hmm. Every single day, like, I was fading and fading. I was like, okay.
She goes, "I think my kidney's throbbing."
Opens the door at 10 a.m. and grabs a busy.
Just tap that out.
Just tap it out. Oh, my wow.
So, anyway, as health and fitness influencers, we...
We are the worst health and fitness influencers ever. Wow.
Where do we go from there?
We're done.
Honestly, we're done.
We're done. But wait.
That was a good way to close it out.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your recommendation?
Intention, recommendation. You know what my recommendation is? Among Us. I think that's a really fun game to play with your friends or your fans.
I don't have.
Watch yours.
I really don't.
There is not one thing you've watched, one YouTube video.
What have I been doing?
Cleaning.
I feel like when I'm not here, I'm no one. Like, I'm a Sim that comes to your neighborhood, and then when I'm not here, like, I'm doing nothing. I'm in the void.
Wait, you just recommended a book to me, or something you're reading to me.
Oh, well. Okay. It's called Missing America. China recommended it to me. It's a very thick, dense book, and it's just about the history of our government and like government programs and the war on like big government opposed to small government and stuff like that. It's interesting. I'm literally probably like a fifth of the way through because it's such a huge book. But I do like it. And I also, because I asked everyone on my Instagram the other day, like, some book recommendations. And so I took those. And I also got Women Don't Owe You Pretty. I heard it was a really good book. So I'll read that and let you guys know. But if you guys are looking for any books to read, those are my two that I'm reading right now.
Do you have an intention for 2021?
Oh, my God. For 2021? I'm just trying to get through the day.
my intention for 2021 is to, these earphones make me really hot.
Mm-hmm. So does anxiety.
Yeah. Do you have an intention for 2021?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I thought of it last night at like when I was taking my dog out naked. I thought this is how I'm going to spend my 2021. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to learn how to do the splits.
What the hell?
I have wanted to do the splits my entire life, and I think that it would add so much value to my shenanigans.
I can do splits, and I think that it's only annoying when someone does the splits.
But I've never had the chance to be annoying.
It's only annoying when someone knows how to do the splits. That's all they do is do the splits.
And I would love to be able to annoy people like that, and I can't. And I want the opportunity. So I'm going to commit to doing like stretching exercises every day until I can do the splits, he says now.
What should mine be? I think that my, this might be kind of like general, but it's something that I literally don't do. Is
drink
like,
water?
That was my resolution for 2 years. And it's not a lot for me. It's not a lot. I think mine is to just do more things that I feel like serve me and like stop worrying about everyone else so much.
Nice.
Is that bad?
No.
We'll
ask
see.
A therapist.
All right.
Coffee with My Ex, Season 1, Finale.